Good morning. With a clear sky overnight, many locations dropping back into the 30s and lower 40s early this morning, but we're already turning things around and temperatures are climbing with increasing sunshine throughout the morning and into the afternoon. Readings will continue to push through the 50s and 60s up towards 70 degrees in many valley locations by the end of the afternoon. Some of the higher terrain will stay in the lower to mid-60s, but still very much in the way of sunshine. Some clouds will start to edge in from the ocean, and by late in the afternoon, some high to mid-level clouds will work their way through New England and toward eastern parts of New York. Still, it'll be a dry day and dry through the evening. Overnight tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy with lows back into the mid-40s. That ocean storm still hanging around across the Canadian Maritimes will keep us mostly cloudy tomorrow. And with a little bit of sunshine, some pop-up showers are possible. Not a lot of wet weather for Thursday, but it will hold temperatures back into the mid-60s. A storm system along the southeast coast will head up the eastern seaboard and merge with some energy diving through the Great Lakes on Friday. The combination of the two will produce mostly cloudy skies again on Friday, and we do run the risk at a few showers again to round out the work week. High temperatures will be around 60. We'll clear this system out to the east on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower to middle 60s. Another front will head our way on Sunday. Right now it looks too dry to bring us any wet weather, but we'll go with a mix of sun and clouds, and out ahead of the front, highs for the second half of the weekend will be right around 70. At this point, a southwesterly wind flow will develop for the early part of next week, and we'll be well into the lower and mid-70s on Monday, and with a chance of a few showers on Tuesday, highs back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across the Florida Peninsula. An initial round of storms affecting parts of South Florida will likely be followed by additional rounds of convection today, with repeated convective overturning and lingering cloud cover likely to limit destabilization. Across much of the area, the risk for a severe storm should remain generally limited, despite ample shear, owing to moderately strong westerly winds aloft. Given this, there's just the risk for marginal severe hail and gusty winds with a few of the strongest storms or storm clusters throughout the latter portion of the afternoon. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 3:22 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Sindal, Flybeblads, Denmark, at 3:20 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 25 degrees with a north wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 39. 66% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.71 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, and Dillon, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston mostly cloudy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the middle 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature, 54, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 2.10 inches, which is 85 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 7.67 inches for the year, which is 3.28 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 11 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 497, and 6,712 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 88, set in 1888, and the record low, 27, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:53 p.m., 14 hours of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s, staying in the 50s across the highest terrain. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, mild with highs near 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to middle 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today, pleasant with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, just a passing shower possible in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers Friday, around 60. A mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-60s Saturday. Partly sunny on Sunday with highs near 70. Into the 70s on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds and the chance of a shower Tuesday with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.